Good morning. I'm John Sleggers. The Plymouth County Board of Supervisors meets this morning at 9 a.m. There will be a public hearing on the proposed property tax levy for the new fiscal year. The board will hold their regular weekly session at 9:30. Their agenda includes setting a date for a public hearing on the county's fiscal 24-25 budget. Quarterly reports from the county recorder and county sheriff are scheduled, and the county engineer will also have several permit requests and a review and approval of the county's road and bridge construction program for the new fiscal year. A consultant has been hired for a paving project at the Lamar's Municipal Airport. Bolton and Mink was hired by the city as a consultant on a project to pave a taxiway to two new hangars at the airport. Bid opening on the project is April the 29th, and an environmental assessment is already concluded. Construction will begin in September of this year. The project is to be finished by May 2025. The consultant's fee is $146,000. A Lamar's bike shop has changed hands. Bike Central has a new owner. Corey Kennard of Lamar's purchased the business from Kevin and Dawn Richards.
I'm very excited about this. So I took over ownership March 1. Jumping in with 2 feet, I guess you could say. So yeah, it's been a good month.
To Kennard, Bike Central is as much a hobby as it is a business.
Definitely cycling is a huge passion of mine. I got into cycling in college. I've done Ragbri a couple of times. Actually did some bike racing for a couple of years. And I love wrenching on bikes too, tinkering on them, building them, fixing them. So it's a really natural fit to do it as a business. And I'm excited to kind of carry over what I've learned through many years of cycling into making it a business.
Kennard is using his business background to adjust to the bike industry. Kennard is forming his vision and mission for the firm, and that includes... Corey and his wife Jill have 4 children, all under the age of 7. He wants to promote families cycling together. An Ames man was injured Saturday afternoon in a one-vehicle rollover accident southeast of Alton. The Sioux County Sheriff's Office says 19-year-old David Copley was driving a small pickup north on County Road L-14, 4 miles southeast of Alton, when he lost control of the vehicle, entered the west ditch, and rolled. Copley was transported to Orange City Area Health and was later flown to Sanford Medical Center in Sioux Falls for further treatment of injuries. Copley was cited for failure to maintain control of the vehicle. The sheriff's office was assisted by Orange City and Alton police, fire, and ambulance. A coalition that supports Iowa's long-standing bottle bill says 29 counties are now redemption deserts where there is nowhere to take an empty beverage can or bottle and redeem the deposit fee. Iowa lawmakers changed the bottle bill 2 years ago. Retailers that sell pop, beer, and other beverages can opt out of the requirement to accept empties and pay deposits if there's a redemption center nearby. The Cleaner Iowa Coalition surveyed hundreds of Iowa retailers that sell beverages and collect the nickel deposit. It found only 18.5% of Iowa grocery stores that responded continue to accept empties and pay back the deposits. Cleaner Iowa's survey did connect with 143 retailers that were not allowed by the law to opt out, and just 8 were still accepting empty containers. And federal tax returns are due next Monday, and Iowans who think they're not going to have their forms filled out by then should file for an extension. IRS spokesman Christopher Miller says it's a simple process to file an extension request at irs.gov, and you don't even need to give the agency a reason to file for an extension. Miller says the first request you make for an extension is automatically granted. You get 6 more months to finish your taxes, which takes you all the way through October. If you owe taxes, be sure to make a payment before next week's deadline, because Miller reminds us that an extension on filing is not an extension on paying. That's KLAM News. I'm John Sleggers.